Anything combat with Johnny K.
But it's anything combat, though.
Welcome back, combatants of the Anything Combat Show. I'm your host, Johnny K. Today, we've got a knockout machine on the show. 91% finish rate MMA, 18 knockouts, 21 wins. Please welcome to the show, Roberto Soldic. How are you doing, Roberto?
How are you? Hello. Hello to everyone who listens to this podcast, and nice to see you, Johnny.
Welcome, Roberto. So you've got this boxing match coming up. I know that you are at one championship. You're fighting MMA. Out of nowhere, this fight with Tomas Adamek has come up for Fame 27. So tell me, how did this fight come about with the former WBC and IBF and also Ring Magazine champion? How did this come to you, this offer?
My manager get offer, and he asked me, do you want to do boxing? Because my box fight last time was 2017. I have four boxing fights, zero, 4-0. And I say, yes, you know, I want to fight. I want to stay active and small adventure, it's good that I do now boxing to help me improve in MMA too, so I get now focused on my hands. And I say to my manager Ivan that he called to one championship to call Mr. Chatri. He say, you have to ask, because I have contract with the one, and it's exclusive contract. So they let me go. They give me green light for this show, which is great for me, and I'm very thankful for that, And Fame was interested me to fight this because Adamek is really big name in Poland, in boxing sport, and why not? It's good opportunity for me, and I cannot say no to fight. It's his sport, but I like to box. My main sport is boxing, and it's good for me. I do a lot of the boxing training with also before in Germany, Shukru Aksu, which is a great coach from Agit Kabael. And all my career, I spar with the professional boxers. Now I have the three guys, they come to me for the boxing from Croatia, Damir Beljo, Nikica, and one guy also coming from Croatia, Brane. They are all good, They are perfect. They do only boxing, and I have good preparation. They change on me like on the Shark Tank, and getting ready almost how long? Like 3 weeks now, and I'm in good shape. I train always, and ready to go. Why not? It's good for me.
When I checked your Wikipedia, I saw that you went 4-0 in boxing in Germany, and you were boxing in between the MMA fights as well during that time. So whose idea was it to put you into boxing whilst you were chasing MMA? Was it your Croatian coach at the time when you went to Germany originally, or was it someone else?
This was my manager, Ivan. He was before the first guy from also Croatia who was professional boxer, and he was manager of the boxers, and then we meet each other in Sarajevo in Bosnia. So my main goal was to fight in MMA, and then he say you can do both, and then he bring the guys, three guys was to test me. The fourth fight was a good fight, the guy was really experienced. Now Adamek is more experienced than anyone, so he was he like I don't know how to say, like, striking, my striking is good, you know, boxing is good. And managers say, do you want to do this? I say, yes, you know, but, you know, to focus only on boxing was hard because, you know, this all politics and everything in boxing is a little bit hard. But I was like, you know, I born for MMA. I like to also wrestling. I like to jiu-jitsu and, you know, but now I do this fight and, you know, managers say it's a great opportunity to back in Poland after 2 years and, which fame, it's really famous in Poland. I see on my social media that everything grew up, you know, like followers, the likes, you know, the people in Poland really respect me and, like, you know, it's good for fans also and one more to thank to ONE Championship that they let me do this sport, you know, like to re earn money, sponsors, you know, everything. And this is good, like pre-camp before my MMA fight.
Do you have an estimation on when you're going to have that MMA fight, Roberto?
We get meeting last week with the matchmakers from the ONE and Chatri. So something coming news and we wait for the contract and everything. I mean, I just finished my fight in February, like it's still fresh, you know. I'm like, you know, they pay me very good and it's of course like two fights maybe in 1 year, one fight. It's normal for this like championship league, you know. I cannot fight like three, four times like before because it's big fights, like main events, main cards. And something coming news, you know, like I'm gonna put soon as I have this on the contract, soon I put on the my social media.
For Fame 27, you told me that all the Polish fans really appreciate you because, of course, you were the double champion for KSW. So tell me, Roberto, how's that going back to Poland again finally and getting that crowd feeling and also having the fans really like you still from your time, your history in Poland?
It's like second home in Poland, really. I know all the guys, media staff, I meet the guys from Fame and they are really serious about that, you know. And you know, in ONE Championship I have also fight that I signed with kickboxing and Muay Thai. This was the plan also to take different combat sport, you know, like ONE is all like it's not MMA, it's combat sport organization. Like you, it's number one. If you do only Muay Thai, you get only killers. If you do grappling, you get only the best guys in Jiu-Jitsu. You know, like ONE is really like big competition and Fame. Like you know, Fame is very famous and Polish people respect me. Some you know guys. They comments like bad and good comments. It's like always, you know, they say circus and everything, but you know, the arena gonna be full around 50,000 people. Where this is same arena where I fight against Mamet Khalidov for the belt, and the crowd is are you know crazy there. They like, I think in Poland about combat sport is number one for support for sponsors for they really like me and I like to be there, you know. It's I'm really welcome there and I know all guys. Like I was now in the Poland in Warsaw. It's like I feel like home. I have friends, I have contacts everywhere. And it's good to be there, you know, like why not, you know, I have this opportunity to fight this guy. I never underestimate anyone, especially the boxers. The guy is, you know, I don't know, 60 fights in boxing. This is also different sport, you know, like fight is always different in crowd. Like fight is Anyone who come to cage ring, they're everyone dangerous, and I like to fight in Poland, really. I like to, because I know this feeling from the crowd, and they support me too, and I feel like safe in Poland.
This is full circle if you think about it, because Adamek is already fought in boxing Khalidov, and you knocked out Khalidov in the KSW arena. So what did you think about that fight, preparing for this fight now?
I mean, I'm better boxer than Mamet because he's more like grappling stuff and this Chechen wrestling style. I have better striking. I believe in my hands when I connect is good. Will be dangerous for anyone. But big loss, 10 ounce, maybe something different now. But when I see this fight, let me give him pressure. This is like boxing. It's different condition from MMA, different angles, different move. Especially when you get more in the rounds, deep in the rounds, like four, five, six. I know this feeling. I feel this before. I feel every day now this in preparation, and I believe in my boxing skills, and I think I'm better than the Mohamed, So the Adamek have now like three fights in the fame. He won all the fights, or yeah, three fights. I think this one was in KSW boxing fight against Mohamed, and he feel punches from Vitali Klitschko from the. With the big guys, so he's like 10 kilos more than me. He will be like 102, I'm like 92, 93. So it will be for the belt, WBC fame belt, and Federation allow this to do, and I will fight in the ring. So we bring in my gym ring, and it's different sport, but I like to stay like active.
Roberto, are you happy that they put a belt on for this fight so you can add that to the collection?
Yeah, this is like also good motivation for me, so I fight till the end, Why not, to take this belt?
I know that with your 21 wins in MMA, you've got 18 knockouts, as I said. 10 of those are in the first round. So you've got vicious power for MMA gloves, but you're mentioning, as much as this is boxing gloves, how much difference have you found in the preparation for Adamek using the bigger gloves, and what difference do you think that's going to make for the fight?
I spar with the 16 ounce, and when I hit, it's also different. To take also punches is different. Sometimes I like boxing gloves because you can throw clean uppercuts, clean hooks, because it looks nice, with the MMA gloves. It's like the fingers when you do uppercuts. It's different in the fight, but in the boxing, I like to spar with these gloves. I like the big gloves, and the guys say, still strong punch. Still, they feel, the everything, and this was 16 ounce. I think 10 ounce will be also, hard. Because it's like six stones, like tight, and I like to spar. All my preparation in for MMA, most of them was in the big gloves. Also, when I do wrestling with the big gloves, it's hard to take down. But if you can do with the big gloves, so you can do also in MMA gloves. So I like big gloves.
What do you respect about Thomas Adamek's skill at the moment, now that he's kind of older in age? What do you think you're going to expect from him from a boxing skill point of view?
I respect everything because, you know, the Polish, how to say, Polish head, Polish brave, you know, they never give up, the Polish guys, because I fight all my career with the Polish guys. They are really fighters, and they also coming forward, and the patience what he have in the boxing, you know, this is different, that I don't lose energy in the second round. He's like he still that move, you know, and he wait for the this right hand, you know, it's better not to take, you know, it's fight. And I respect everything, you know. He also will be ready, you know. He don't use like party and that stuff, you know. He just training all his life, and it's dangerous, you know. I respect him, but I hope, you know, I'm faster than him, and you know, we will see, you know. I believe in my boxing, and I fully respect him, you know. It's no joke fight, you know, because he win all now four guys, and you know, like he throws still four, five hands in the fourth round, fifth round, so dangerous guy, you know. It's boxing, you know.
Roberto, I saw the scar on your hand. Have you ever broken your hands punching?
Yeah,
mate.
Four times. Four times I break. First time was 2020 against Michael Materla with the right hook, you know. It's you know, MMA gloves, you know. I punch hard, you know. It's like head is strong, you know. When you hit the head, it's strong. And the last fight, I also broke the hand, and then I had some surgeries, like how many times, I don't know, man. Like four times I open my hand, but still good, you know. I punch hard, and I don't feel anything. So my doctor made good job, and I don't have any problem with this, and you know, I'm ready for fight, and yeah, we'll see.
For the last fight, the one championship one, when you knocked out Dougie, did you see that after you knocked him out and you broke your hand, did you see the lump on his head?
Yeah, I see. On the this, right?
Yeah, it was your mooch.
Yeah. It's how to say, like, you know, this was fast punch, you know, because he come to me, I throw the left, I follow, you know. You never know what's gonna happen. That's why I connect also on the ground the punches, because referee was like 3 meters from my back, you know. He was far away, and this was in 1 second, you know. This it's fight, you know, and I see this, you know. It what was bad night for him, you know. Like he throw everything hard, aggressive, you know. He tried to finish me in one round, which is crazy, you know, because you cannot fight Champions League like this, you know. It's no mistake, you know. If I connect, it will be very bad, you know. You have to have some strategy. You cannot just throw 100 punches in 1 minute, you know, to finish me. It's hard.
Have you gotten any new coaches involved for this boxing match to make your boxing even better?
Yes, I take one coach from Brazil, Badola, Eduardo Badola. It's a coach from Paulo Costa, Borrachinha. I bring him here in my gym in Bosnia. And, you know, he was 2004 on Olympic Games. He do all his life boxing, and then he do really good pad work with me, and everything is good, you know. Like we are friends, like really in Germany. He was against Dagi when I have preparation. He was there, and I like him. You know, Paul bring him to Germany, and he hold me pads there. He give me some tips, you know, to do more jabs and everything. And I bring him here for 2 months now, right? 2 months, and we are good. We come to my corner, and we are going to win this fight.
Roberto, I've seen that you've been doing heaps of work at the RRC gym. So shout out to them for setting this podcast up as well. So tell me, when did you move from Germany MMA gym to RRC now in Boggens?
In Bosnia.
Yes.
It's Bosnia, yeah. Before 3 years, I born here. This is my village in, I mean, small city in Bosnia, Vitez. Like I moved before 3 years. I born here. My family is here, you know, mother, father, and I left Bosnia 2015 with like 9 years old, like with 100 euro in pocket. And I meet this my manager in Sarajevo, and then but I had three fights here in MMA. I have three, you know. I train alone, you know. It was tough time, you know, because Bosnia was in war, and they still, you know, they it's still like hard life, but we recover good. And it's long story, you know, like now I'm here like 3 years. I open gym near to me in Vitez, and I like to be here because my family, you know, I have more free time than Germany, and I don't know, I can train also here because it's high altitude. I'm on the mountains, and people coming for training like here, and with I really spend a lot of money for this gym, and it's really high class gym. I bring also two coaches from Brazil, Fabiano Giacarezinho, who give the class for the kids and for the guys, you know, and Lucas Costa Aguirre also. We have also good members now. It's, you know, in Bosnia it's new, this, you know, they don't, it's one gym, and the next gym is in Sarajevo, which is like 1 hour to drive here, you know. And people from Croatia, also from Germany, from Austria, they come to me for training. Alexander Rakic was also here, who was which preparation was in against Ankalaev, and he made good, you know. It's a good life for me, you know. I born, I raised here, you know. Now I'm safe. I have, thanks God, good life, you know, here. I don't know, I don't need to be in Germany, and like I'm now on this level that I fight only one time in year. So, you know, Germany is a little bit stressful and everything, you know. And I all my money what I earn, it's in Poland, in Singapore, in Qatar, in Saudi, you know. So I don't need to be now in Germany, but I still go, you know, to, because also my home there, and like UFD gym and me, like we grow up. My manager bring the best guys in the world for the for my career, and you know, I'm very thankful for this, and I like to stay also in UFD gym because we have really good training there too. It's focused really good. Last fight against Dagi was like 8 weeks in Germany. I do preparation there, and I bring also Nick Hammers, coach from Breda. I bring him there. I traveled to Holland also to do with sparring with Marat Gregorian, with all these guys, Champions League kickboxers. And now I'm in Bosnia. I mean, I stay here. I go to Croatia. I train everywhere. I want to be free. I want to still learn. But now my base is here in RSC gym. It's my gym, you know. I opened this and with one partner, and we are good, you know. Something new in my city. It's something different, and people like to see this gym, to train with the guys. It's not like only fight, like, you know, they do pad work, they do fitness, you know, they do wrestling to see what is jiu-jitsu, you know. I bring the first time ever the Brazilian guys in Bosnia, which is for the people are, you know, like for the people are a little bit like something new, you know, like they are confused, like they know what is now jiu-jitsu, you know. People like to train. I have a lot of members and going well, you know. It's good for me too, you know. I have to, like, also sometimes I teach class in the morning, but it's good for me that I preparation prep, do preparation here and to be happy, you know.
Roberto, why was Germany stressful for you?
Like, you know, it's stressful, man. Like, you know, I know how is life here, but this, like, when I had no money, no opportunity, then, you know, Germany is good to give you a job, to give you something, you know. Like, nobody goes from Bosnia that they like to go, because they have to go, because it's salary is hard, you know. No MMA gym, no coaches, no nothing, you know. It's only judo. Judo is really high level here, but you cannot live from this, you know. Sport is bad. Like, now I try to put something here that, like, for the kids and the guys, they don't need to go somewhere else. I opened this gym for the guys. Everyone is welcome training there. You don't need to go anywhere, you know. You have the good coaches, and you are in home, like, you know. And Germany is a little bit stressful, fast life, you know, big city. Half day I'm in the car for the on the road to the gym, you know. Here we in my village, in my city, it's like everything in 20 minutes, 50 minutes, so I feel comfortable. I have my gym also in my house, where I do strength condition, where I do recovery stuff, sauna, ice bath. I bring the guys for massage, you know. It's all like everything is like here, you know. So I don't need to drive 1 hour or something like this. I bring the guys for the sparring. We stay here. It's good food, you know. Why not? On this level, I don't need to be in the Germany, and but still I go, you know. Still I travel also to Croatia. I go to Krokop team sometimes in Zagreb. I train everywhere, and you know, but I like Germany. I like Germany. This Germany give me so big opportunity to train. Only I never work anything, you know. 2 times a day training. I slept in the gym for 2 years, which was tough way, you know. Like, I came from Bosnia with 100 euro, man. It was really tough life.
Roberto, recently I was doing some kickboxing training with Sam Greco and we're working on some stuff and I was asking him about the close range kicks over the quad and I said specifically that Murat Grigorian does it because I watch all of Murat's fights because I really like his style. So what was it like training with Grigorian and what did you get to pick up during that time?
He have very good low kicks, hard low kicks, high kicks. The combination are very fast. The guys, you know, is high level striking. But every guy in Breda, in Nick Hammer's gym, everyone is good. Everyone, even the kids, they hit, they they do so many combination because this is how to say this culture from the Holland is straight away you will go to striking, you go to kickboxing, you know. So everyone is good. Like when you go to Brazil, everyone is good on the ground. Everyone is black belt on jiu-jitsu, you know. And Marat is, you know, high level striking masterpiece, you know. It was good sparring, was, you know, he's a little bit like lighter than me, but still 3 4 rounds was hard, you know. We kick each other, punch, you know, it's sparring, you know. In Holland it's always war, like it's good preparation, you know. You have to train like that. And Marat is great guy, you know. I like him as a person too, you know. We talk and we help each other. And Nick Hammers doing very good job. Like for the guys, it's his brother from Ramon Deckers, you know. This his father. This teach all the guys and with the hooks, with the combination to finish with the low kicks are really different level from the anyone in the world, you know. So I like to go in Holland. So I want to train everything what I can, you know. So I never get bored, you know. Every time I have a lot of space for learn. Also, kickboxing, boxing, MMA, wrestling, you know. I want to do everything and it's good, you know.
Roberto, do you still want to fight kickboxing and Muay Thai in one championship?
They ask me this, but I want to take belt, which will be hard, you know. And this is my main goal, to take one belt from MMA sport, then we'll see, you know. This is now like my main thing, to take one belt, you know. It's really, the guys are good, you know. It's really the striking, the powerful, the powerful shots, and the guys are really good. Everyone is really big league, you know. And the guys who come to my gym and are from the UFC, the guys, they think the UFC is the best, like, but when they spar, they see there are a lot of good fighters outside UFC, you know. And now I focus on MMA, and I hope something coming, you know. We just get a meeting with the matchmaking, and I think for now, MMA belt, you know.
Roberto, why did you choose to go in this direction towards one championship when, you know, you've worked with Rakic and all the UFC guys? So why wouldn't you have gone towards the UFC instead?
We had a meeting in London, 2022, with the Mr. Hunter, and we talk, and we want like the I coming from the KSW with the double champion, you know. We want to put the contract that I fight for the belt, like in something in the future, like if I win the 1 2 fights. They didn't send this, and we had also offer from one, and the contract, and you cannot how to say compare this, you know. The all package what I get from the one, it's not only MMA, you know. I can do also boxing. Imagine now if I go to UFC and now I have this opportunity to fight and fame. They don't give me, they don't let me do this, you know. I don't wanna like do they many UFC guys, they are in UFC. After UFC they go to bare knuckle. Why? If you know, like it's long story. It's you know, the one one for me was the best time that time, you know. And also now they give me fight in February in Doha, you know. And I'm very thankful for this all packages, you know. So if you go to one and you fight the striking guy, it will be a tough fight, you know. If you go to jiu-jitsu in one, it will be also hard, you know. So the guys are really good, high-level Champions League. And the world stage, I fight also in America. I fight in Doha. I fight in Philippines, you know, so everywhere in the world. And that's why, you know, the main thing was, you know, to do more sports. Like, I like to fight, you know, the, like, also the more combat sport, like boxing now. And I have this opportunity, I fight, they give me, even I have exclusive contract with the one, they give me to do this fight. And I'm very thankful for this. And it's good for me, you know. I like to stay in one, and they're really good to me. And my life is good now, and everything is good. Why not, you know?
Roberto, what was the feeling like getting the knockout over Dougie, which people considered almost the knockout of the year after being injured for a little bit of time? You were injured for some time and then you got that knockout. What was that feeling like?
I was a couple times in this situation. So feeling is, you know, like the one pay me for this, that I do this show, you know. So that's why they bring me there. So they know what I'm worth, and they bring me to do this knockout, you know. And I had some couples like mistakes before. I had a lot of like injuries. I do also hernia stuff, you know. After the groin shot against Ramazanov, they say he's good wrestler. In the first minute, he take me down, I get up, you know. So my field, my power, so will be hard night for him. And he just throw the groin shot, you know, like. But also my mistake was that I wear the phone cap. Now I have steel cap, you know. But, you know, the all life you have some lessons. And but I was in bad position, good position, you know. Mirko Krokop say one time, you cannot be third in this sport, one or second, you know, like you cannot be third in this sport. So sometimes you have to lose, sometimes you win, you know. It's sport, you know. So after this knockout, straight away Monday I was in the gym, so nothing new for me, you know. One bring me for this fights, you know, to destroy people. And you know, but it's good to win, you know. But still going, you know, the life going on. You have to train all the time, which is, it's hard, you know, to stay disciplined. Because the new guy is coming, you know, you have to train. I'm now 30, and the people like to beat me, like they are hungry, you know. I see in the sparrings, I see in the gym, they want to show me, you know. But I'm still good, fast, good condition, and, you know, we'll see, you know, like how we'll be now. How will be now with the one? I have something, but I cannot say this, but we have some news which will be very good for the one, for the all of the weights, and everything will be great. Yeah.
Roberto, why did you wear the foam cup? Did you do that for your entire career as well?
Yeah, this was the I cannot say this name. This give me one guy from the Shock Doctor. Foam cup is for the grappling, I think. All my life, like all my career I wear this. I never had any problems, but when I get this shot in the fight was hard. And now I have the steel cup. It's different story, really. The steel cup from Muay Thai, from Fire Text is different. And it's I you know, I punch sometimes, I try, but you cannot feel because it's steel, you know. But foam cup was the bad mistake for me. But as I say, all life, all career, you have to learn something, you know. This was also a lesson for me. And yeah, it is what it is, you know. This happens. I know I can beat this guy, but that time was too hard shot that I cannot continue. And try punch sometimes, you will see. It's hard, brother. It's, you know, but keep going, you know. Now, lesson learned. I come back in the best way and still going on. We'll see.
Roberto, you said that Kadastam got lucky. So do you want to get that fight back? Do you want the rematch?
Yeah, I want this rematch. We are talking about this for the long time. We'll see. I hope we'll come, you know. I was better first round. He survived good shots from me, but, you know, he's really good fighter. He's former one champion and he's tough guy. A lot of experience in Muay Thai, and he get this, you know. But I rush a little bit, you know. I took also this lesson, and because, you know, like, I didn't feel the lose from 2080, you know, and I think I just destroyed this guy, you know, without any strategy, you know. And he survived really hard first round, and the second round I just go inside in his elbow and he catch me with this, and I took the fight, I took the lesson, what I can do, you know. The boxing, the Muay Thai win the boxing, and I took this lesson, I took this lose, and then we'll see now. I hope I get the rematch, and I can show that I'm a better fighter. And but the guys, you know, it's really good, you know. I lose only from the best guys, like one champion, one champ. So he was the one champ. Yaroslav Amozov was the Bellator champion, and Dricus was the UFC champion. So, you know, the guys are really tough, and it's sport, you know. But I hope soon will be a rematch.
Roberto, what was your reactions to Dricus du Plessis fighting Khamzat Chimaev and his performance there?
I don't know what they do in the camp, bro. It's so easy to take him down. I know Chimaev is strong wrestling, but this was too easy. It's really, like, I don't know why so easy, but you know, the people say this, that, you know, Chimaev is the champion. He show his wrestling and the control, the ground game, you know. But in one, I think it will be like no action. You have to give some action, you know. So he throw like 700 landed strikers, like in the 500 was in the ass, you know. So like 700 was like crazy strikes, but no injury, no cuts, nothing, you know. What is this strikes, you know? You know when is the strike, is strike, bro. It's, but I don't know. I think, you know, it will be hard for anyone to defeat Chimaev. He's really good on the ground, but striking the last 2 minutes in the fifth round was really hard for him. And if the guy have some takedown defense, will be hard, you know. So I don't know what to say, really. It's congrats to him. He deserved this, you know. He also sleep in the gym. He give all his life for this, and he get this chance to take the belt. He get this, and we will see what is next.
Do you think we ever see you in the UFC, Roberto?
I don't know. Never say never, but for now, I'm very happy with the one, and I like to stay in the one, and we'll see. One is great for me, and I like to be there, and it's good, you know. Now.
You said that in the first Dricus du Plessis fight that you fought, that the weight cut was an issue and that it stuffed up your cardio for the fight. And I want to ask you, now they're at one championship, how have you felt the weight cuts go at one championship, seeing that they have rehydration clauses and all the rest for how they schedule their fights?
I see this better because you cannot cut a lot weight. Like you have to walk around 90 kilos, so you go to 84, 83, and 0.8. And hydration test is great. You know, you come to healthy for this fight. And I see the cage that I have energy. I'm good, sharp, you know, good condition, and it's different feeling. Like when I lose so much water before in KSW when I fight, it hard to recover, you know. But this is really good because you are more sharper, you know. You don't get tired in the fight, and you can feel this, like it's different, you know, different energy. It's more, I think, healthy way to cut weight, you know. So I like this. I like this because I don't need to do like 5 kilos in sauna, which make me tired and everything. And I walk around like 90 kilos, and I took the diet. I do with the diet. Like 1 month and a half, and I come to like on the scale 83.8, fast, sharp, you know, everything is there, condition there, head is there. You are ready for fight. You are not fight before the fight, like for the weight cut, you know. So I see this better. And you cannot, how to say, like cheat. You cannot come with 100 kilo to make 84. It's impossible. You will drop on the scale, on the hydration test. So you have to walk around normally what you walk, and then you cut only 3 kilos me maximum, and which is healthy way. And I think you can fight more in the years, so the weight cut don't kill you, so you can show your performance in the cage better.
Roberto, interesting question for you. What do you remember about fighting Vasyl Baklasevich back in the day? What do you remember from this?
This was long time ago. Vaso is a great guy. He was also one of the guys in Balkan who start this MMA, you know. And this was the fight 2016, I think. Yeah, 2016. He fought in KSW also against Artur Stravinsky and the Chechen guy,
Oh, I see it.
Ajiev, yes. And then you know, we fight the good guys also, like big guys. And I think he fight also Boris Mankowski. He fight everyone in Europe. And they offer me for the one day, I think, short notice, one day. I was in the gym all the time. I sleep in the gym, and my manager called me. The guy is injured. He cannot make the weight, something like that. I had a broken finger, I do sparring with the one Chechen guy. I throw the up kick and I hit the elbow and my finger go down. You know, I didn't visit doctor. I just fix myself. You know, I just fix. I do tape. I put the wrestling shoes and I go to fight against Tuaso. But you know, it's beginning of the career was hard. You know, and from that fight, I learned also like to stay more patient. You know, he have a lot of fights. He have like 60 fights, 60, 70 fights. I don't know. He was a really experienced guy. And he tried to take me down. And in third round, I throw the knee in the liver punch. And I catch him on off of this. And then my career start going up, you know. I like Wasa. He's my friend. And he called me also for his podcast. He had a podcast in Belgrade. I will visit him soon. I think after the fight against Matt Adamek and Vaso is like, he's everything. Like, he's influencer, YouTuber, fighter, bare knuckle guy. And he is funny for the Balkan. You know, people support him. He have good life, you know, and he's a good guy.
Roberto, my final question for you today is what is your mentality for combat sports? What do you think about before gearing up to step in the cage or ring?
You know, you have to born for this. This God need to create you for this, you know, decide what I believe, but and also hard work. When you step in the cage, you are like ready for everything inside the cage. It's a hard way, you know. It's people look on YouTube and this the punches. And they don't realize what is this in the life, you know. When you go in the life for the fight, I know what I talk because I'm a fighter. I feel this, and my main goal it's like you have to give everything. You have to like you have to have motivation, discipline, sacrifice, and everything. You know, you have to focus on your goal, like what you want to do, and you know, but the God have created you for this, and on the top level, it's you cannot train this, you know, you have to be born for this, and I think I'm born for this, for the Champions League, and I'm very thankful for that, and you know, like I believe in God and this everything the reason of Him. And yeah, this is the goal, you know. You have to train hard and yeah.
That's all we have time for, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Roberto, for your time. Is there anything you want to say to the fans at home as we wrap up the podcast today?
Stay tuned, guys. Sold each other, make Arena Gliwice, 6 September. Buy the pay-per-view, watch the fight. It will be good fight, and thanks for the listening. And till the next time, I hope with the belt, one championship here. Thank you, guys.
Follow Roberto Soldic on Instagram, link in the description, and follow Anything Combat Podcast. We will see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you.
Become a combatant.